Fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water. And never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
Get ready for the 2015 Metro Vancouver Transportation and Transit plebiscite. You must be on the provincial voters list to get a vote-by-mail voting package. Register to vote. Or make sure your voter registration is up to date now at elections.bc.ca/OVR or call 1-800-661-8683. That's 1-800-661-8683. This message is brought to you by Elections BC.
Studying abroad looks great on your resume and opens doors for exciting career paths. Don't miss the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Wednesday, February 25th from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center East Ballroom. Admission is free. Come early at 1 p.m. to listen to our feature seminar. For more information, check out the website studyandgoabroad.com.
This is your captain speaking. Your next destination is...
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Hey there, listeners. Every year, Fund Drive, CITR's annual fundraiser, helps raise money to keep CITR running. Last year, we raised over $35,000 to assist our move to a new station. This year, Fund Drive is kicking off February 26th with a party at UBC's Pitt Pub and finishing off with a party at Pat's Pub on March 6th. So let's get digital. This year, our goal is to raise $40,000 to build a new website, digitize our analog archives, make decades worth of CITR history accessible, and more. Starting February 26th, you can call in to pledge towards this year's fund drive. Or starting February 16th, donate online at www.citr.ca. Receive great prizes for your donations. Again, fund drive is this February 26th to March 6th. Help keep campus and community radio healthy. Donate to support CITR.
Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is Radio Zero. My name is Tyler. I'm here in the studio with Cam and Elise. Cam's, leave you there, bud.
Sup?
Cam's doing some vertical word processing.
Just word processing vertically. Sorry.
That's just, I realized I brought my wrong piece of hardware.
Okay. How's everybody doing?
It is post-Valentine's Day. Obviously, we're all feeling the post-Valentine's Day depression.
Everybody survived?
Yeah, hopefully.
Came through that.
I was talking to this dude. I went to buy a Valentine's Day gift for Elise, who is here in the studio.
Hi.
Yes.
And I was in this store, and this dude was like, I was like, hey... I'm trying to get a Valentine's Day present. And he's like, oh, buddy. And I'm like, what? Like, what do you mean? Like, he's like, it's tough. It's real tough.
That guy's watched too many Evening at the Improvs.
Yeah, he's like, most difficult present, man. And then he says, did you know that the majority how did he phrase it? I have no idea if it's a bullshit statistic or not, but he's like, did you know that it's like, 20% of all couples break up within 3 months of Valentine's Day or something. Like he's like, Valentine's Day is the hardest thing for couples to go through.
That also takes up more than... That takes up 25% of the year.
Of the year, I know. But I was just like... I know, it's a bit like...
So maybe you're better off.
Yeah, he's juking his stats a little bit.
I'm just saying, if 20%... percent of people break up over the course of 25% of the year,
then that's sweet.
I think you're doing okay.
Yeah, that's to be expected. Yeah. So it's a little less than average.
Although, wait a second. Is it 20% of breakups happen?
Yeah, breakups.
So 100% of breakups over the course of the year, you got 80% of breakups left over 75% of the year. You're doing better around
Valentine's Day. Yeah, exactly. It's pretty good. So yeah. Valentine's Day is actually a good time for you.
Yeah, he's reading his stats wrong.
In any case, I was like, really? Like, that's what you're going to open with? I'm trying to get a Valentine's Day present, man, and I'm kind of stressed about it. Like, what the hell? Anyway, so that's how my week was going. That was obviously last week. And then what's been happening with you? I haven't seen you in a little while.
I guess so, hey, yeah. Well, I did a tactical maneuver down the stairs at Index last week.
Oh, no.
So I did.
Are you injured?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I gave myself a real honker of a sprained ankle.
Oh.
Couldn't really walk for a couple of days. I can walk now, but any emergency, if I have to, like, get out of the way.
That's not happening. No combat.
That's going to be bad. If I have to, like, move out of the way of something, it's going to be dicey.
Oh, man.
It's okay. I mean, you know, my fault for trying to walk down pitch black winding stairs with a bunch of shit in my hands.
Yeah, that's fair, I guess.
And not counting the stairs. I'm like, you know what? I think they're all done. And I'll just take an extra big step here just to show how convinced I am.
Just to prove how done these stairs are.
Yeah, I think I'm out of stair. And I was like, I'll take the biggest step possible and turn right simultaneously. So in case there is a couple, 2-3 stairs left there, I won't look stupid for at least being committed.
Wow.
Yeah. Really, wow. I really rolled it over. And you know, like, it was gross. I felt all like the snapping sounds or whatever.
Oh, awful.
Oh, it was real gnarly.
Awful.
So, yeah, for a couple, I was really sad because on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, it was so nice.
Yes, it was.
And I was like, I can not leave my house for at least 2 days. And I lost my keys.
Oh.
So even if I could leave my house, I couldn't leave my house. And my roommate was on the island.
Oh, my God.
Anyhow, so, first couple days of the week were kind of not too thrilling. Then I got some more keys cut, and I started walking to Starbucks across the street. And now I'm doing all right.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think of the last time I really hurt my... Well, you know what? My knee is kind of hurt right now, but it has nothing to do with anything, really. But
just a knee. That's
it's just a knee.
How they are but, with men well, our age.
I blew my right knee. I hurt pretty bad when I was snowboarding like a while ago, and I was like, I was riding this half pipe that was like the biggest half pipe I had ever ridden, and I was like, so the walls were super tall, and I like kind of wasn't ready for it, and I like went down, and I was coming through the flats, and it was like I was just going too fast.
Oh yeah,
way too fast, and my legs were like not having enough power, so I was like shaking. And then as I started to come up the transition on the other side, the, like, force of it just was, like... I basically just crushed into the wall, essentially.
Jesus!
But it was because my rear leg, my, like, right knee, just went, like... just, like, folded. It took the pressure, just Ooh. Folded over. And I just piled into this fucking... Excuse me. Into this ice wall.
If I can't smoke and swear...
Did we play that one?
No.
We should.
Posthumously, I'm just... If I can't smoke and I can't swear...
I just like to say under the People's Choices and Voices Act that I should be allowed to smoke and swear in your classroom. Anyway, yeah, we all have hurt our legs.
So that's been my week.
Elise has a hurt leg.
I have a bowling injury.
Uh-oh. Did you think you had to slide really aggressively when you bowled?
I don't know how I did it. I think I was just trying too hard to get those strikes and...
Oh, yeah.
To get those strikes.
I did that when I was curling one time. I was watching curling on TV, and then without allowing anybody to show me how to do it, I thought like I was like 10 years old or something.
Yeah.
That you just like kind of went for it and then jumped onto your knees, and that's how you slid?
Yeah, that's how you
Or whatever?
Do it. Oh.
And, well, that didn't work. I just smashed my knee into the ice.
Oh. Oh, you know what? I did that once, too.
Yeah.
I did it. I was trying to do like a jump knee slide along like on a stage in the gymnasium in my elementary school.
Yeah.
And I was just like, obviously what you do is you run as fast as you can.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
jump both your legs. You tuck them under. You land on your knees. And then what you're going to do is you're going to slide heroically
yeah.
into where everybody's seeing you.
That's how they do it.
Yeah. So what happened was I jumped. I tucked my legs under. I landed on my knees. Both of the knees of my jeans tore open immediately. And both of my kneecaps, I like split the skin on both my kneecaps and just bled everywhere. It hurt so much.
Oh, I love being
basically it was the worst kid. Thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, if you want to get a hold of us in the landline and discuss your leg injuries or whatever or dumb things you've done this week, you can.
Or any week.
Or any time, really. If you needed someone to talk to, you can give us a call. 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. You can hit us up on the Twitter at Radio Zero Radio, or myself directly at Fetch Lives or at Cam Dales.
Yeah,
and perfect. You can, we'll do a shout out for you. Also, let us know you're listening. Hit us up on the Twitter. Let us know you're listening. Let us know you're tuned in. We love hearing that, and we always love giving people shout outs on the air.
Yeah, you love it, you hate it, whatever,
just let us, love it or hate it, underdog's on top.
All right, we're going to start off real mellow. This is Javier Bergia. This is a track called Balina, and you're listening to Radio Zero.
CITR. Thank you.
never thought I'd see you ever again. Believe me, baby, I just wanna be your man. Never meet me in the same place as before. I hear a knock, and it's you at my door. Oh, baby. If you wanna play with me, I'm gonna make a scene. Or when you keep my emotions stirring, you know that I can mean you. Come around when you want to, and you do what you wanna do. And when I need you, baby, where the hell are you? You come around and you tell me that I'm the only one. But you put me on a one-way street, and you know that ain't no fun. Why do you hang around me, baby? But there's no love between us, it sits right on the shelf. Girl, oh baby, show up, girl, show up, show up, baby, please show up.
You're in the mood. We'll be right back. We can all party together, but first, there's work to be done. We'll be right back.
Smith, and when I'm up in Vancouver, I'm chilling and listening to 101.9, the best station in the whole Canada. What? I said it.
Thank you.
Alright.
Alright.
What's up, everybody? This has been Radio Zero. We have been live and direct straight to your ears for the last 90 min, approximately. Nardwar's coming up. It's 3:30. Check us out next week. Same time, same place. Come out to the Biltmore tonight. Me and Tyler playing old music for young people. Tomorrow night, Fox Cabaret. There's some Pacific Rhythm stuff happening. What else is going on?
Tomorrow night. Wait, what day is it? Tomorrow?
The 15th. The 21st.
Tariq is in the house tomorrow with Fox.
Yes.
With Derek Duncan.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And, well, I think Derek's just going to be there. Friendly Chemist is playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he playing live? I'm not sure.
I think it might be live.
But Friendly Chemist, who was on the show a couple weeks ago with us, mm-hmm. and just had his tape release on 1080p.
Mm-hmm.
Shouts out to Jean.
What's up?
And...
Shouts out to everyone.
Shouts out to everybody. Shouts out to Pacific Rhythm. Shouts out to Kasha, Russell.
Shouts out to RJ and Ian.
RJ and Ian.
Shouts out to Zia. Happy birthday.
You know what? Happy birthday, Zia.
Shouts out to all the moms and dads.
So if you're in town tonight, Zia's birthday is going to be at that karaoke place.
There you go.
And what else is happening? I don't know. Yeah, Tariq playing tomorrow with the Fox. That should be good.
Yep. Come check us out. We'll see you around the city this weekend.
Some skateboarders are having a house party somewhere.
There you go.
There you go.
All right.
Weekend update. Glory days. Tomorrow night at I'm trying to remember all the things that are happening. Tomorrow the Biltmore Glory Days as well.
This track's going to end in 1 second. And let me get there. Later.
Later, guys. Close.